Jesus in the everyday, me and you. The Good News in Shoes.
This is the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
Oh, this is Apostle Henry Walker. I want to invite you to listen to my broadcast, God's Timing is Everything, a broadcast that teaches about God's timing and His season. That's God's Timing is Everything broadcast, heard every Saturday morning at 9:30 a.m. on WCNO.
The Revealing Truth Radio broadcast thanks Ed Meyer, Century 21, All Professional, for their underwriting support.
What you doing next Saturday?
Nothing. Why do you ask, Justin?
I wanted to invite you to my housewarming party.
I'd love to come. How were you able to afford a home? You've always rented just like me.
A friend told me about Ed Myers.
Who?
Ed Myers. He's a realtor with Century 21 All Professional. Ed told me about a great financing program for first-time buyers.
What program?
Well, if you're a first-time buyer or haven't owned a home in the last 3 years, you could qualify for up to $10,000 in down payment assistance and move into a home with little money of your own. With home prices and interest rates going up, there's no better time to buy a home than now, and no more landlord.
This sounds like something I need to check out. What's Ed Meyer's number?
772-342-0047.
What's that again?
772-342-0047.
I'm calling Ed Meyers today. Maybe you could come to my housewarming party soon.
I'll be there.
The Revealing Truth radio broadcast thanks Access Able Designs and owner Alan Garrett for their underwriting support of this week's program.
Hello, my name is Alan Garrett, and I'm the owner of Access Able Designs. A diving accident 31 years ago changed my life physically in a way that left me quadriplegic. However, 15 years ago, I dove into Jesus Christ, which changed my life spiritually forever. The combination of the two have given me the unique opportunity to help others. At Access Able Designs, we offer a creative line of bathroom accessibility products, such as folding shower and bathtub benches, as well as our exclusive patented toilet transfer bench. Our products are commercial grade, stainless steel construction, and built to last. They're also available in custom sizes. Our line of ADA compliant swimming pool lifts are a big seller with hotels, commercial properties, and homeowners. Our products can be seen at accessabledesigns.com, as well as my personal life story. I look forward to hearing from you. For more information, you can contact us at 877-853-7816. That number again is 877-853-7816.
Good morning. I'm Pastor Ed Day, your host for the Revealing Truth radio broadcast. I want to invite you to listen in today as Pastor Jason Bumgardner takes us on a journey through God's Word that will reveal truths for our lives. John 8:32 says, "And we shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." So grab a pen, take some notes, let the Holy Spirit reveal the Father's heart to you.
Somebody said, I had an encounter with Jesus. I might not know much, but I know Jesus changed me. That argument will stand any test of time. See, sometimes people want to come and argue with you about the gospel, and you say, well, I don't know all about that. I can't tell you. I've only read a few books in the Bible, but I do know this. I met Jesus, and He changed me. Who can argue with that? I used to be that, but I ain't that no more. I used to be them, but I ain't them no more. Come on, amen. I found peace I never knew. I found freedom I never knew. I found joy that I never knew I could have. And the Bible says that when these people that were like this were scattered everywhere, watch this, people in pockets began to become receptive and receive the message of the gospel. People that weren't Jews. People started believing. People like you and I, Gentiles. People that didn't come up in the Jewish custom. Amen? And all of a sudden, we get all the way up to Acts chapter 10, and now Peter is up on a rooftop, and he's praying on the roof of this house. And while he's up there praying, he's doing his duty. I mean, sometimes that's what we do. We're just doing our duty. Amen? He's up there just, I'm just doing my duty. I'm praying for 30 minutes today, Lord, because I know I need to. Come on, it's not even an expression of love anymore. We're just doing our duty. Hello, come on, amen? And all of a sudden, God said to Peter, he said, I want you to go preach to a man named Cornelius. His prayers and his alms have come up before me, and he's a Gentile. And watch this. This is what Peter said. Peter said this, it will never happen. I ain't doing it, God. You're going to forget it. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, it is possible for people who live in a generation to walk around with an anointing on their life so that when they walk by lame people and their shadow goes over the lame person, they receive healing and stand up and walk and still be locked up in a religious mindset in their head. That was Peter. Lame people were walking when the shadow was cast over them, and now all of a sudden he's standing here going, God, I'll never do it. I ain't gonna do that. Huh? Come on, you not heard me this morning. Peter was walking around and people were being healed. And now he's refusing to do what God told him to do. And God said, listen, I want you to do something different. I want you to do something that's never been done before. And Peter looked at God and he said, God, you got to be kidding me. I ain't going to do that. I ain't going to talk to a Gentile. I'm not going to talk to them dogs. I ain't never touched anything unclean before, and I ain't about to start now. Come on, hello? And the Bible says all of a sudden Peter went into a vision and a sheet came down out of heaven. And inside that sheet were all kinds of animals and pigs and everything. And Peter looked at it and he said, unclean, unclean. I'll never touch it. I'll never touch it. I'll never go there. I'll never break into that. I'll never do it. Ladies and gentlemen, do you realize that religious traditions and thought patterns and things that we've come to believe in our life that we stake decisions on, even decisions that concern us in the church and what God's doing in our life, that stuff in our life can be based on a religious mindset of things because we're unwilling to hear God for our life? Unclean, unclean. That stuff can become so powerful that it will make the Word of God ineffective in our life. You say, well, there's nothing more powerful than the Word of God. Well, that's not true. Jesus said himself, you make my word of no effect when you preach your traditions as if it were the word of God. Because you believe a lie, because you believe some religious thing that you've been taught, you've made my power of no effect. You've made my word of no effect. And we do that, ladies and gentlemen, because we get bound up in a bad doctrine or a belief about God. We go around believing that God's going around judging cities and judging people and natural disasters, God's punishment on sin. That's a lie. Amen. That's not true. Come on, amen. If God was judging sin today, this church would be empty. No, come on now. You know what you thought you did and you did and you didn't want to do it and you did it anyway. No, there's grace. We're living in a dispensation of grace because Jesus went to the cross and he stood in the gap for you and I. He took all that punishment. He took all that torture. He took all the wrath of God upon him so that you and I didn't have to suffer it. Is the judgment coming? Yes. There is a dispensation of judgment coming to the earth. But let me tell you something, ladies and gentlemen. You and I are covered under the blood of Jesus. It's coming. But right now, grace is on the earth. Grace for salvation. Grace for healing. Grace for power. Grace for miracles. Grace for breakthrough. Oh, hallelujah. Do you believe that today? Peter said, never, 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 never. And God said, Peter, don't you call unclean what I call clean. Don't you do it. So Peter got up, and you know the rest of the story. He goes to Cornelius' house, and all of a sudden, he's at Cornelius' house. Peter just starts talking, and Cornelius gets baptized in the Holy Spirit and starts speaking in tongues. Went straight from salvation to speaking in tongues. I mean, like that. In fact, in chapter 11, when Cornelius, he gets to Cornelius, he says 43 words to Cornelius. Peter preached a 43-word sermon, and Cornelius started speaking in tongues. It's as if God said, Peter, just get in the door and then let me do the rest because I know you're going to undo everything with your mouth before I get a chance to move, so let me just get in there with you. Huh? Just open your mouth and I'll show up. Let's get this thing. 43 words and Cornelius was full. And then all of a sudden, Peter goes back to all the apostles, and he's trying to explain something. He's saying, listen, guys, these Gentiles, they got the message. They're getting baptized in the Holy Ghost. I'm sorry, I had nothing to do with it. It was all God. It wasn't me. This is what happened. I'm sorry. It's not my fault. Forgive me. I had a vision, a sheet. There was a pig in it, and unclean. No, it didn't happen. It really ain't my fault, guys. Huh? And from that point on, it was out of Antioch that they sent Saul and Barnabas, who later became Paul, and became one of the greatest apostles in our history of the church. He wrote 13 letters in the New Testament, 13 books in the New Testament that he penned. And literally, the testimony and the things of his journeys have impacted our church today. It's given us our church structure. It's why we're gathered here today, having church. Come on, amen. You believe that this morning?
And now we're going to take a break from the message. We will be rejoining Pastor Jason in just a minute, but first I want to take the opportunity to tell you about Truth Church. Truth Church is located in the heart of St. Lucie County at 3891 Edwards Road in Fort Pierce. Our Sunday worship services are 9 and 11 a.m. Truth Church is a non-denominational Pentecostal church, and there's a ministry for the whole family at Truth Church. Whether it's children's church, youth group, senior meetings, there's something for everyone. If you are new to the area or you're looking for a home church, we invite you to come and join us. First, you will be our guest, and then you will be our family. Truth Church, a place for everyone.
I'm praising under open skies, everything breathing, praising God.
So God takes a fisherman named Peter, and he sends him to the Jews, and he takes a Pharisee named Paul and sends him to the Gentiles. And he teaches us to understand what it means to walk and move in the power of the Holy Spirit. And here's Paul, this great apostle. He's beginning to birth these churches all over the Middle East. And watch this. He comes to Ephesus. And most of the people believe that during the time that Paul had the church in Ephesus, for the first 2.5 to 3 years, there were over 20,000 to 30,000 people that attended that church. I mean, that's a mega church in Ephesus. Amen. It became the largest church in the New Testament. They literally went into that city and changed the entire dynamics of that city. They changed how business operated. They changed the economy of that city. They rooted out witchcraft in that city. Come on, how many of you? I'm waiting for Truth Church to get in the middle of Fort Pierce and root out some witchcraft and change our city. I'm waiting to see our city become holy. You believe that today? Amen. The Bible says that when Paul cast out the devil from that fortune teller, they didn't get mad because the woman got free. They didn't, you know, they weren't upset about that. They got mad because her business was controlling the economy of the city. And when she got delivered, she could no longer walk and operate in witchcraft and no longer do fortunes for anybody. And it affected the economy. Come on, amen. I mean, most people don't really care about people getting set free. And most people don't care if you get set free from drugs or alcohol. But when it affects their wallet, then they get upset. Come on, I mean, there'd be a lot of drug dealers upset today if everybody got free off of drugs. Come on, there's some folks in Colorado who go out of business today because they done bought thousands of acres and they're planting farms. They're growing some good bud. Hello, come on, amen. But if everybody got set free from smoking pot, then I mean, there are going to be some upset pot farmers. So all of a sudden, Paul's there and he's established this leadership. He's established this eldership. He's got 20 to 30,000 people there. He's got a great church. It's a place of success. Somebody say success. Paul begins to feel something on the inside of him, something beginning to stir up on the inside of his heart. And he says, you know what? I haven't just been called to be successful. There's something more about my life. I was called to be a person of impact. I was called to be a person of destiny. I was called to be a person that changes what's in front of him, that shapes the atmosphere of the world that he lives in. I was called to a place of significance. Somebody say significance. Listen to me this morning. Everybody in this world, on this planet today, lives in one of three places. A lot of folks today live in a place called survival. 75% of the population of this world lives in a place of survival. Every day, their life lives in survival. They're just trying to make it to tomorrow. They're just trying to get through to the next day. They live paycheck to paycheck. They live from church meeting to church meeting. They're just trying to hang on and make it for another day. They're surviving. Somebody shout surviving. Well, I mean, surviving's better than giving up and just dying.
Come on, amen. Praise the Lord, amen. You ask them how they're doing, you say, well, brother, I'm just trying to make it. I'm just hanging on. Why? Why? Because they're locked up in cycles of just trying to get by. God didn't call you just to get by. He didn't call you just to go along to get along. Amen. Jesus didn't come down here on planet Earth for you just to spend your life trying to get by. He called you to a place of victory. He said, I have come that you might have life and have life more abundant life, more abundantly. Somebody shout abundantly. God wants us to live in the overflow of our life. Do you believe that today? Hmm? How many of that means I've come? He says, I've come to disband and I've come to destroy and break down the barriers of the things in your life that are holding you back from your destiny. The things that keep locking you up in cycles of dysfunction. The things that keep you placed in a place of depression. I've come to set you free from all of that and bring you to an avenue where you can be blessed, where you can have favor on your life, where you can have abundance and peace and rest in your mind. I've come to bring you out of despair. I've come to bring you out of discouragement. I've come to break agony off of your life, and I've come to get you out of a low spirit and bring you up to a place where you're walking with enthusiasm and joy, and you've got peace, and the temperament of your soul brings peace and humility to the situation when you show up, and you begin to shape the atmosphere that you live in. I've called to a place of fullness in your life. How many know it's a good place to be full? I don't know about you, but I get tired of feeling empty sometimes, and I get tired of feeling low. I want to be blessed. I want to be above. I want to walk in the favor of God on my life today. I am the head and not the tail. I am above and not beneath. I'm not down low and dirty. I'm lifted up high with my God and my Father, who's a good, good Father and loves me. Do you believe that today? So what does he do? He begins to break us out of the survival mentality. That's why we as a church, listen, as long as we live in the survival mentality in this church where the world is invading us and we're trying to just protect ourselves and live in a Christian bubble until Jesus comes and gets us in the rapture, we ain't never going to live our destiny. Well, I'm just waiting on Jesus to come back. Just get me out of here, Lord. Just rapture me up. Listen to me. We are not the survivors. God didn't call us to be survivors. Say that with me. We are not the survivors. Do you know what the Bible says? It says that the earth is having earth pangs, birth pangs. The earth is in tension. There's a groaning that's going on in creation today. How many of you know that? That's what it says. You want to know why there's a groaning going on? It's not because the world's just in tribulation. It's because this life that we're living in, God's about to birth a people that are about to come on the scene, that are going to be carriers of the anointing of God, that are going to be people of impact, that change the world that they live in for the glory of God. The reason why the earth is in birth pangs is because God's about to show up on the scene and cause everybody to begin to look to him for their help. Come on, somebody. You are the light in a dark world. You're not the survivor. You're the answer. Do you believe that today? We ain't got to hide out waiting on Jesus to come. We've got work to be doing. We got destiny. We've got purpose before God. You know, it wasn't long ago. It wasn't just a generation ago. They wouldn't even allow a man to go into the room where the woman was giving birth, in the birthing room. I don't know why they changed that rule. They should have left it the same. That was a mistake. I thought it was better in the waiting room when you're passing out big old cigars going, yeah, it's a boy. Getting pats on the back. You did a good job. And the wife's in the other room screaming, ah! And everybody's like, you're doing a good job, brother. To me, that was cool. Anybody ever been in there in the labor room? Huh? All the women that have children been in the labor room. Amen? I mean, that was just crazy going in there, amen? There's something significant about a woman that goes into labor that no woman will never forget. Every woman remembers going into labor, and most men try to forget about it. Come on, amen, isn't that right? I mean, right before a woman goes into labor and her water broke and she's just in the hospital and she's just been in bed talking and she's just talking about, yeah, I just hope he's got blue eyes and just, you know, just can't wait to meet him. It's just going to be so good to meet him. And just, everything's kind of, you're a little uncomfortable. Everything's just kind of not too bad. You know why it's not too bad? Because it's not time yet. Come on, amen. And then all of a sudden, that baby starts coming out, and then guess what? It's time. It's time. And she all of a sudden looks like something out of a bad horror movie that you saw, just kind of full of about 25 demons, and her face gets all just kind of discontorted, and everything's not okay. And if you're holding her hand, your fingers are getting crushed. And you think, man, that's like strength I've never. She could flip a car off of somebody right now. Y'all guys know what I'm talking about? And she looks at you, you did this to me. Yeah, you know. Some of you guys, man, y'all just like, you were there. You were there. How many of you know in the earth when we are just taking it easy and just waiting on what's next and everybody's kind of just smiling and laughing? How many know it's not time? It's not time. But when you begin to hear that governments are falling apart and there's tension and there's wars and people are being slaughtered and there's famines. Come on, we ain't had a really good famine in a long time. You know, in the Bible days, they used to have famines that would last sometimes 20 years with nothing growing on land. And California ain't had water for about 5 years and it's turned, and they're all falling apart out there. That's just part of the earth cycle. Please don't talk to me about global warming. We've been having famines for 6,000 years. Huh? But the Bible says when you saw an increase of this coming in the end days, there's going to be wars and rumors of wars and earthquakes upon earthquakes and storms and disasters and governments rising against governments and nations against nations, then you will know that the end is near. How many know that's when the labor's coming? Somebody shout, it's time. When it's not just the war of guns and ammo, but it's a war of ideology. It's a war of who's going to win that and who's going to win here and win there. What you realize is that you're coming to a place of birthing, where something's about to happen. And it's not the birthing of the Antichrist. It's not the birthing of the mark of the beast, 666. I get so tired of hearing about all this stuff, the Illuminati and the mark of the beast, and you got to understand the end times. No, I don't. I just got to be in love with Jesus and know that he's called me by my name and do what he's destined me to do. And I know at the end of it all, I'm going to be in heaven with him forever because I put my faith and my hope and my trust in my God. Come on, do you believe that today? Come on, praise the Lord, amen. I love the book of Revelation, but I just know it's there and it's coming. Just be ready. If that means you got to move up to Washington, to Seattle, Washington, and go out and buy you 50 acres of land and put you a bunker out there, and you want to be one of them people that live underground so you can live through the apocalypse, well, that's up to you. I don't know why you'd want to live underground when you could be living in heaven. Eating canned pork and beans going, I'm a survivor. When I'm walking on streets of gold, you go right ahead. Survive all you want to. What do they call them people? Preppers. That's it. Preppers. I'm prepping for heaven. I don't know about you. I've been dreaming about my mansion, baby.
Thank you for joining us today for The Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Bumgardner. I hope you tune in again each day, Monday through Friday at 11 a.m., right here on WCNO 89.9 FM. To obtain your copy of this message, please send your check for $5 for shipping and handling to 3891 Edwards Road, Fort Pierce, Florida, 34981. To pay by phone or make a love gift, you can call 772-461-8555. For more exciting information on our church, you can check us out on the web at igniteyourworld.com. I'm your host, Ed Day, and I'll see you next time on The Revealing Truth.
The Revealing Truth Radio broadcast thanks Ed Meyer, Century 21, All Professional, for their underwriting support.
Hi, this is Ed Myers, Realtor with Century 21 All Professional and member of the National Association of Realtors. Whether you are buying, selling, or renting a home, understanding the market can be essential. I'm a Century 21 top producer, recipient of the Century 21 Presidential Award, Century 21 Centurion Award, and Quality Service Pinnacle Award. I proudly served the United States Marine Corps, and now I'm specializing in serving the Port St. Lucie, Stuart, Fort Pierce, West Palm Beach, and surrounding areas of the Treasure Coast. Real estate is the key to building long-term wealth. Whether you're looking to buy, sell, or rent a home, a first-time home buyer, or an investor, letting an experienced professional with a proven track record could make all the difference. I would love the opportunity to help you. You can reach me by phone or text at 772-342-0047. Again, that number is 772-342-0047.
The Revealing Truth radio broadcast thanks Access Able Designs and owner Alan Garrett for their underwriting support of this week's program.
Hello, my name is Alan Garrett, and I'm the owner of Access Able Designs. A diving accident 31 years ago changed my life physically in a way that left me quadriplegic. However, 15 years ago, I dove into Jesus Christ, which changed my life spiritually forever. The combination of the two have given me the unique opportunity to help others. At Access Able Designs, we offer a creative line of bathroom accessibility products, such as folding shower and bathtub benches, as well as our exclusive patented toilet transfer bench. Our products are commercial grade, stainless steel construction, and built to last. They're also available in custom sizes. Our line of ADA compliant swimming pool lifts are a big seller with hotels, commercial properties, and homeowners. Our products can be seen at accessabledesigns.com, as well as my personal life story. I look forward to hearing from you. For more information, you can contact us at 877-853-7816. That number again is 877-853-7816.
Ignite Your World Ministries, Truth Church, and all its affiliate ministries thanks Destiny Network and Bishop Tony Miller. Destiny Network International exists to serve pastors, local churches, and ministry leaders that make up Destiny Network International. For more information on joining the Destiny Network, go to www.destinynetwork.org.